Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Magnet. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly, thanking you for everything you do, your word that goes forth and prospers in which the thing it was sent. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, Magnet. I recently bought my daughter a compass for, I believe it was Christmas. She's getting ready to go away for college, and I thought it would be kind of cool to get her something to always find her way home. And if you don't know how a compass works, it only works because the Earth's core is made up of mostly iron. So it has its own magnetic field, right? So the Earth's core, in a sense, has metal, which is able to give this compass a sense of direction due to the magnets. Once again, the core helps give it a sense of direction. Wanted to talk about that because what do you have within your core that drives you, that gives you a sense of direction? Because it's going to lead you one way or the other. Your moral compass is attracted to something. What drives you? What fuels you? It reverts back to what's within. That's what navigates you. That's what guides you. That's what stirs and drives in whatever direction you may choose. What's within your core? The things that is stored within us will pour forth out. Whatever you have within your core, within your soul, within your spirit, within your heart, will lead you down the path, whether you realize it or not. God willing, you're feeding your spirit, your core, the things of God, and you're attracted to those things. Because if it's the latter, and you're attracted to the worldly things, the things that will perish, unfortunately, we will too. So today, I really want you to think about what you're attracted to, what drives you, what navigates you, what's within your core. These are questions we should ask ourselves. Think about it. The G.O.D., God bless. We'll be right back.